But never, do you ever use the word cyclone?
No.
The word tornado. Tornado. Tornado is the word you. Okay, and if the wind hasn't been blowing and suddenly it begins, you say the wind is.
Started up.
Okay, and then if it's been blowing and then it begins to subside, you say the wind is.
Stopped.
How about just in the process?
I don't know.
Like letting up or dying down? Either of those sound.
Dying down, probably.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about heat, you'd say, is it hot? And you'd say, it's hotter than.
Let's see. Hotter than a. Hotter than a pistol? I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Or something, you know, or colder than.
Colder than a stepmother's kiss?
All right, that's the kind of stuff, yeah. Do you think of any others?
Colder than a gravedigger's butt.
All right.
colder than a, I don't know, polar bear with a crew cut.
That's fine. Some more.
I don't know. You're just generally. At least I do. I don't know. It's probably not general Utah policy. You just use big dog for all terms. Colder than or hotter than a big dog.
Than a big dog. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Ever use drier? You ever use drier than?
No, because I think we'd have to say drier than Utah, and
drier than Utah. Okay, and if it hasn't rained for a long time, you call that a
dry spell.
All right. How about if it's
or drought?
Yeah. Are there different degrees?
A matter of months, I guess.
Okay, and so, but that would be a matter of months would be a drought.
Utah log dry spell.
Oh, that's just a dry spell. a drought is more than 5 years.
A drought's a year,
more than
I think.
5 years without rain. Okay, you mentioned alfalfa. Any other kinds of cultivated grasses that are cultivated?
Grains or?
Grasses.
Oh, I don't think so.
Would you call alfalfa a grain or a grass?
Neither, I think.
All right.
Call it embryonic hay.
Okay. What about hay? What kind? Do you know? It's hay farming, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. What about? Can you tell me anything about the hay? About your grandfather's hay farming days?
They just raised the hay for the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think they. They didn't bale it or anything. They just waited for it to set seed.
I see, and then?
And then harvested that and sold it.
Okay. Now, you said there are no trees. There are no trees in Utah. Are there
not,
any?
Not many.
There are a few. Huh? What kinds?
Cottonwoods, basically.
Okay.
A lot of pine trees, firs, spruces up in the mountains. Okay. So a lot of, what are they? Coniferous trees, but very few hardwoods.
How about a really tall tree that drops a messy kind of a burry little ball?
Oh, sycamore?
Yeah. They have those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the kind that they're maybe just in Colorado?
Spruces, blue spruces?
Yeah. There's a city in Colorado, town in Colorado.
Evergreen?
No, that's good, but that's with an A. How about aspen?
Oh, aspen. Oh, yeah.
All right. Is there
quaking aspen?
You know that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, do you know the term? Do you know the term Quakies or Quakers for which either of those?
Quakies.
You call them Quakies. Do you have those?
Some people do.
Do you have those in? In Salt Lake City?
Not in Salt Lake, up in the mountains, though.
Yeah. Now, do you call it Salt Lake? I mean, when you say, you just call it Salt Lake when you talk about the city? The city, mm-hmm. Salt Lake. All right.